Our friend Mark grew up on the farm, actually on an Ozark Mountain farm, and that means rocks in your fields. One local grandfather used to say, every time it rains, I grow rocks in my field. Well, Mark knows all about that. Over a period of time, his mother made him clear hundreds of rocks out of one of their fields when he was just a little guy. Well, then Mark bought some land from his mother as an adult, and as he started to work one of those fields, he was really pleasantly surprised by how amazingly rock-free it is. And then it dawned on him. This was the field he had made rock-free when he was a boy. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the harvest of doing good. Mark was reaping the good work he did many years ago, enjoying the benefits of those efforts. Well, that's a reminder of one of the wisest laws in the Bible. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Now, we usually think about that in terms of the bad consequences of the bad seed we sow, but there's another side to that reaping equation. In Galatians 6, 8, and 9, our word for today from the Word of God, it says, the one who sows to please his sinful nature from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. So you don't just reap the bad you sow, you reap the good you sow. Paul goes on to make a very practical application. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So why do we sometimes give up on some of the good we're trying to do? Well, because of the nature of harvesting. If a farmer plants corn on a Tuesday, he doesn't go out and pick it on a Wednesday, or maybe for many, many Wednesdays after that. There's a time lag between sowing and reaping, and so it can look like nothing's going to come from it. So we quit sowing in the lives of our children, our church, our coworkers, our friends. But we end up living today in the life we built yesterday, the relationships we built, good or bad, the reputation we built. We're living in it today, the ways we've treated people. Well, you did some sowing today, and you'll ultimately get back the kinds of things you sowed. So spend the time that person needs from you. Consciously do random acts of kindness each day. Give a gift when there's no occasion for your appreciation, just giving it for the person themselves. Send those thank you notes. Give that compliment, that word of encouragement. Use the money God's entrusted to you to lift people's burdens and people's spirits. Don't be afraid to be generous. After all, Jesus said, you lose your life by trying to hang on to it, but you find your life by giving it away. See, Scripture is full of encouragement to keep sowing good seed. Cast your bread upon the waters, for after many days you will find it again. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and even more. A generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Don't be afraid of what you'll lose by giving. God has promised that you're going to gain so much more. You don't become richer by keeping what you've got. You become richer in your life in some way or another by giving it away. So keep scattering good seed wherever you go. Make it a daily thing. Because when you do, somewhere down the road, there's an awesome harvest coming.
Thanks, Ron. Right now, here on the campus of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, you would see a lot of excitement. We are building a brand new facility called the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center. This will be a place for young Native American men and women. These Native young people will be prepared with the skills and strategies needed to be messengers of hope to indigenous and worldwide communities. To find out more about the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center, please visit our website, hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.